Okay, we're beginning by the Mishnah and Daf Samech. Kol Maaseh Yom HaKippurim Amur Al HaSeder. All of the activities of Yom HaKippurim that are written in order, as Rashi points out over here, in the Mishnayot, because in the Torah, we know that there is one piece out of order, which is the Hotzat Kafu Machta. So you see here, based on the Mishnayot, the way the Mishnayot lay it out over here, Im Higdim Maaseh L'Chavero Lo Asa Klum. If you do it out of order, then you haven't done anything. So that's why it's called Seder. Seder Yom HaKippurim, because there's a demand that you do things in order, and if you don't do it right, you gotta go back. Hikdim Damasir, the Damapar. If he went ahead and he did the Damasir before he did the Damapar, Yachzor, Vyazem, Damasir, Lachar Damapar. He has to go back and do it again. The Damasir, he'll have to repeat it to do it after the Damapar. Vim Ad Shalo Gamarata Matanot Shibifnim Nishpach Adam. If before he finishes all the matanot in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the blood spills, Gavidam Acher, V'yachzor B'tchila, Mibifnim. He has to bring the new blood, he has to check the new animal, bring the dam, start over from the beginning, inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, V'hein B'cheichal. Same is true by Eichal, meaning the sprinkling on the, or before the Parochet. If the blood spills, he doesn't just continue from where he was, but rather he starts that whole series over again when he gets the new dam. V'hein B'mizbech HaZav. So too, with the Mizbech HaZahav, if the blood spills, he doesn't just continue from where he was, he has to go back to the beginning of that series. Shukulam kapara bifnei atzman. Now this statement is why, if you have a mistake by the parochet, you don't have to go back into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. If you have a mistake or blood spills by the Mizbech HaZahav, how come you have to go back to the parochet, the Kodesh HaKodeshim? Because each one stands independently. So if you completed the series, you don't have to go back to it. So if you finished up in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, if you spill the blood then, you only have to do what you had with the Parochet. You don't have to go back into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The same by the Mizbech HaZahav. Something goes wrong in that process, the two previous series are done. So you don't have to go back to them, you just continue from the Mizbech HaZahav. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakom Shepasak, Misham Hu Matchil. Wherever they left off, they continue. So not only do they believe that each one is an independent kapara, they also believe whatever you've accomplished is done. You just pick up wherever you left off. So that's the position of Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon. Ten Rabbanan, Kol Maaseh Yom HaKippurim Amur Al HaSeder, Imigdim Maaseh L'Chavero L'Asa V'lo Klum. So that's similar to our Mishnah. Here you have a Breita saying the same thing, a Tosefta saying the same thing. But now we have a qualification of that statement, which is, Amar Yehuda, Eimatai. When is that true? Bit Dvarim Anasim BeBigdei Lavan MiBifnim. It's only true for things that the Kohen Gadol does the avoda in Bigdei Lavan. Number one. Number two is it's got to be Bifnim. Rashi and most of the Rishonim here say MiBifnim means in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. According to Rabbi Huda, the only thing where the Seder is Ma'akev is things done by the Kohen Gadol in the Bigdei Lavan that are quote unquote unique to that day. The only thing that's really unique to that day is going into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So anything in the Kodesh HaKodashim with the white Vigadim, that is Ma'akev in terms of Seder. Anything else is considered to be like any other day in the Mikdash, doesn't have an issue of Seder. Even though the Avodot in the Kodesh are unique to Yom Kippur, but they're not unique in the sense that there are other Avodot that happen in the Kodesh all year round. The lighting of the menorah, the Ketoret on the Mizbeach HaZahav, Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, Seir Avodah Zarah. These are types of avodot that would take place during the year. So it's only things that are in Bigdei Lavan and inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim that are Me'akev. Rabbi Chaim in the Rambam says that the Rambam believes it's also the Kodesh HaKodeshim plus that which is sprinkled on the Parochet. Those are all considered to be Lifnim, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says is Me'akev. But that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Chaim in the Rambam. Aval, Dvarim Shenasim BeBigdei Lavan MiBachutz, things that are done by the Bigdei Lavan and the Chutz, Migdim Aseh Lechevero, Masha Asa Asui. Then whatever he does is done. Abi Bachutz, over here, you have things like the Hagrala, you have the lottery, the Vidui, the Shvichut Shirayim, V'chol Matanot HaParochet, Umizbeach HaZav. And here Rashi says, even that which is done in the Kodesh is also not Me'akev. It's simply that which is in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. Rabbi Nechemi has a different qualification of that statement, which is, Bidvarim, Hanasim BeBigdei Lavan, Ben BeMifnim, Ben BeBachutz. Rabbi Nechemi says, as long as it's in the Bigdei Lavan, they qualify as Maaseh Yom HaKippurim, and they are Ma'akev, their Seder is Ma'akev. Aval Dvarim, Hanasim BeBigdei Zahav MiBachutz, things that are done in the Bigdei Zahav outside, Masha Asa Asui. What's done is done. So Rashi gives you examples of that. What are things that are done big day zami b'chutz? It's kunagon elov elam. Those are things that are unique to Yom HaKippurim. Despite that fact, they're done with the big day ha'zahav. They're done outside in the Azara. And they're not tmei akev, even though they're unique to Yom HaKippurim. Even if they did that before the Hotzeret Akaf HaMachta, they're not tmei akev. So the difference between them is, Nehemiah believes it's all got to do with the big day Lavan versus the big day Zahav. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda thinks it has to do with the Kodesh HaKodeshim versus, and big day Lavan obviously, and everything else. So that's the two possibilities of how to qualify our Mishnah or the Tosefta. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem, Mikra Echad Darshu. They both of them darshu in the same pasuk, which is at the end of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. The last pasuk says, Vaita Zot Lachem Luchukat Olam V'chaper Al Bnei Yisrael Mikol Chatotam Achat Bashana V'yask Asher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe. So that's the closing pasuk. Over here you have a chukah. The chukah says, this chukah applies to anything that you do Achat Bashana. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Vaita Zot Lachem Luchukat Olam Achat Bashana. And he's skipping words in the middle of the pasuk. He's just taking the two relevant pieces out of the pasuk. The place that you only do kapara in it once a year, that's what's ma'akev. That's what I mentioned before. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's unique is something that you only do on Yom Kippur, and that is enter into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. In the Kodesh already, you're doing things that do happen the rest of the year. You do have a vodot that happen the rest of the year. So once you go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, you've already stepped into something that's Pam Achat Bashana, and therefore that is Me'akev. Rabbi Nehemiah Savar Dvarim Hamit Kaprim Behen Pam Achat Bashana. So whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it's all about the location, Rabbi Nehemiah says it's all about the Avoda, the Kapara of the day, the unique Kaparot of the day. The unique Kaparot of the day are all the Avodot that are done with the Big Day Lavan, because they all provide Kapara on that day of Yom HaKippurim, and no other time during the year do you have kapara that is like it. And therefore, they're all me'akev. The Gemara says, Ato the Rabbi Yehuda makom k'tiv? Where in the pasuk does it say makom? How does Rabbi Yehuda come to that conclusion, based on Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, that we're dealing with a makom? All it says is, Vayta zot lechem lechugat olam lechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Sounds like we're talking about kapara. Rabbi Nehemiah's explanation would be a lot more logical than Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. Elohayna taimah de Rabbi Yehuda. This is the reason behind Rabbi Yehuda's position. Ktiv. Zot. Ktiv achat. You have zot, which is a mute. This, and not anything else. Achat bashana means once a year and no other time. So those are both miutim. Chadim ute big day lavan mi bachutz. One of them comes to exclude big day lavan that are outside of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Chadim ute big day zahav. The other one comes to exclude items that are done with the big day zahav, even though they might be related to Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is based on the two miutim, to narrow down what is considered to be chok or me'akev. The only thing that's me'akev is big day lavan, b'kodesh ha'kodeshim. One miyut takes out big day lavan outside of the kodesh ha'kodeshim, and the other miyut takes out big day zahav, even though the avodot relate to Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Nehemia, chadim u'te big day zahav, v'chadim u'te shiraim d'lo me'akve. And Rabbi Nehemia is going to learn the miyutim this way. One is to exclude Big Day Zahav, where he agrees that things that are done in the Big Day Zahav, even though they relate to Yom HaKippurim, they're not Me'akev. B'chad de'me'utei shirayim, t'lo me'akveh. And one is to be ma'it the shirayim that you pour in the Mizbeach, even though he does those with the Big Day Lavan. When he exits from the Kodesh, after he's done the Matnot Dam of the Parnas Seir, he pours the shirayim into the Yisod HaMaravi. That is not Me'akev. So that's Rabbi Nehemiah's position as to what the two Me'utim are doing. One is to exclude Big Day Zahav, the other one is to exclude the Shirayim. Those are not Me'akev. Rabbi Yehuda responds to him and says, just look at the rest of the year. If the rest of the year Shirayim are Me'akev, then they're going to be Me'akev today. If they're not Me'akev the rest of the year, then they're not going to be Me'akev on Yom HaKippurim. You need to know why Shirayim, are they a part of the Kapara? Meaning that they are a part of the integral part of the kapara, and therefore, if you do it, you accomplish the kapara. You don't do it, you don't accomplish the kapara. Or, are shirayim simply what we call shiayarei mitzvah? V'chatchilo, you're supposed to do them, but they're not me'akev, they kapara. And that question applies to any korban. Any korban, you have to pour the remainder of the blood into the yisod. What is your view with regards to the shirayim? Whatever your view is the rest of the year will be equally applicable on Yom HaKippurim. Tumer says, V'kidetanyo, we have a braita, V'chila mechaperet HaKodesh, when you finish doing the kaparat HaKodesh. Im kiper, kila. Im Loki Per, Loki La. If he does the kapara, he's finished. If he didn't do the kapara, he's not finished. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Upnei Ma lo Neamar. Why don't you say, Im Kila Kiper? If he finishes it, then he gets kapara. Im Loki La, if he doesn't finish it, Loki Per, then he doesn't get kapara. Shim Chisar Chat Min HaMatanot lo Asav lo Klum. To tell you that if he left out any one of the matanot dam of the par in the seir, it's as if he did nothing. So the pasuk is the wrap-up pasuk from all the matanot that we did. Remember, you have the matanot par and seir on the Kodesh HaKodeshim, matanot par and seir in the Kodesh, and then the matanot of par and seir on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Once you've completed all that, the pasuk says, V'chila mechaper ta Kodesh, v'et omeid ta Mizbeach, v'ikriv et seir achai. And then he brings the Seir Achaim, which is moving over to the Seir Lazazel. He's completed all the avodot of the dam. What does it mean? V'chila mechaper et hakodesh. He finished doing the kapara. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, I'll read it this way, that if he did the kapara, he finished. If he didn't do the kapara, he's not finished. Yehuda says, why are you reading it that way? Why don't you say that if you finished, then you got the kapara. If you didn't finish, you don't get the kapara. And that would teach you that if you lift something out, it doesn't work. What's the difference between what they're saying? They sound very similar. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There is no difference between them. They're simply trying to understand the Pasuk. And they view the Pasuk as meaning the same thing, but in a different way. Do you look at the Kila modifying the Kapara, or is the Kapara modifying the Kila? And that's the only difference between them, but they come to the same conclusion. No difference, it's just simply the way that they arrive at the drasha. The difference between them is whether the shirayim are me'akev. Meaning that Rabbi Akiva, who says, im kiper kila, if he does all the kapara, then he's done. The kapara refers to all the matnot that are done in the Kodesh and the Kodesh of Kodeshim. If he finishes those, then he's done. Ah, what about the shirayim? They're not me'akev. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, im kila, if you finish everything, then you get kapara. What is everything? Everything includes pouring of the shirayim. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda will believe that it is me'akev, that the shirayim are me'akev. Now you have a braita that shows you that there is such a machloket about the din of shirayim being me'akev. And Rabbi Yehuda's position is that it is me'akev. So Rabbi Yehuda believes that it's me'akev, says to Rabbi Nechemiah, listen, I don't know why you're being me'ma'it the shirayim over here. If the shirayim are me'akev, he says, the rest of the year, then they're going to be me'akev and Yom HaKippurim. How can you say there's a miut to say that it's not me'akev over here? Why would you divide between that and the remainder of the matanot that you're doing? They're an integral part of the kapara. They're integral part of the kapara, then they're also me'akev. If you think everything done in the big day of Levana is me'akev, so too the shirayim would be me'akev. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato, implying that Rabbi Nechemiah believes that the shirayim are not me'akev. Rashi in Zvachim explains it slightly differently, which is that since the shirayim are not written in the parsha, therefore chuka does not necessarily apply to them. And that's why we need bichila and kiper over here to bring them into the idea that they're me'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, these are not things that are done with a big day lavan inside, and therefore he needs v'chila mechaper tagodesh to make them me'akev. But the reading is this way, which Rabbi Akiva is going to read it. If you do the kapara that's mentioned here in the parsha, then kila, you're finished, you're done. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says v'chila, kila means you do everything that's written here plus this shirayim, and then only then to attain the kapara. And that's why it's me'akev, or that's the ikah benayu between them. Rabbi Nechemiah believes that the shirayim are not me'akev. And that's what the Gemara asks over here. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Can Rabbi Yochanan really differentiate in the position between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah in such a manner? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemiah, k'divrei omer, shirayim akve. This is in another context in the Gemara in Zvachim. But he says Rabbi Nechemiah's position is premised on the Manda Amar that shirayim are me'akev. If shirayim are me'akev, then how does Rabbi Nechemiah's position make sense over here? He's saying shirayim are a part of the kapara because they're me'akev. Then he's saying on Yom Kippur, don't worry about it. You get it out of order, you don't have to worry about it. That doesn't make sense. Why would you have a lower standard on Yom Kippur than you would have on the rest of the year with regards to the shirayim? So kasha, that's a problem. That's going to be a difficulty in this explanation because we see that Rabbi Nechemiah says that the shirayim are me'akev, at least according to Yochanan, the shita to. So now Tosafot over here spends a lot of time on this position that Rabbi Nechemiah thinks that shirayim me'akev, and he says, where are they me'akev? Are they me'akev the shirayim of the korbanot mibachutz are me'akev? Or is he simply saying that the shirayim mibifnim are me'akev? Which of those two is Rabbi Nechemia's position premised on? It says the Rabbeinu Chaim says that Rabbi Nechemia believes that the shirayim ha'pnimim are me'akev. Mibifnim means the dam that's brought into the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim, meaning the korbanot of Yom HaKippurim, there the shirayim are me'akev. But a regular korban chatat on the mizbeach pitzon, there the shirayim he would agree are only lechatchila and not me'akev. Meaning that Rabbi Chemia said before that it's not me'akev mibifnim from a korban or blood that was brought into the Kodesh Kodeshim, and now we have a statement he says that it is me'akev. Or is Rabbi Chemia have a broader perspective on shirayim that means that even mibachutz it's me'akev, not only for damim mibifnim but also damim mibachutz it's also me'akev. Rabbi Yochanan's statement derives from this fact, which is that Rabbi Nechemia says in the Gemara in Zvachim that if you're makriv the shirayim bachutz, you're chayav for hakrava bachutz. There, those that argue on him say, what are you talking about? It's not ma'akev the kapara. Only things that are ma'akev the kapara that have to be done bimifnim, if you do them bachutz, meaning bachutz means outside the mikdash entirely, hakravat chutz, would you be chayav for? So what Rabbi Yochanan says, that if Rabbi Nechemia believes that if you do the shirayim bachutz, meaning outside the mikdash, you're chayav for doing korbanot outside of the mikdash, that means he thinks that the shirayim are an integral part of the kapara. So that's what Tosafot is playing with. From our Gemara, it sounds like he's talking about the shirayim just of the Kodesh Kodesh Kodeshim, not the shirayim mibachutz. The Tosafot over here tries to deal with that. Either he believes that shirayim are makev all over, that's one possibility, or he only believes shirayim are makev mibifnim. But because shirayim are makev mibifnim, even though mibachutz, they're not makev, but they're given a certain level of significance. Because of the fact that the shirayim mibifnim are ma'akev, that means the ones on the outside are still classified as an avoda. To classify as an avoda, if you do mimichutz, the mikdash, then you're going to be chayav. So that's what Tosafot is trying to reconcile within the position of Rabbi Nechemia. Alright, so now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Toret shechafna kodem shkitato shel par. This is what we had before, that if you do the chafinat haketoret before the shkitat par, lo atza velo klum. You have a problem, you haven't done anything, you're out of order. Kiman, who's this like? Delo ki Rabbi Yehuda. This can't be like Rabbi Yehuda, because where's the chafinat done? The chafinat is done out in the azara. Even though it's done the big day lavan, it's done outside. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not ma'akev. I Rabbi Yehuda amar ki ktiva chuka, b'dvarim nasim b'big day lavan b'bifnimu tichtiva. It's only about items that are done in the big day lavan in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So yes, the akravat haketoret is ma'akev, but the preparation, or doing the chafinat haketoret to bring it in, that's not ma'akev. It says, afilu teima Rabbi Yehuda, can even say Rabbi Yehuda, tzorech pnim kipnim dami. Anything that has to do with preparation or prerequisite for going into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, that is ma'akev. So that means the chafinat haketoret is what allows one to take the ketoret into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So since that's within the process of bringing something into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the order of that will be me'akev. Tnan. Imach lo gamar matanot shebifnim nishpach adam. This is our Mishnah. This is why it's raised over here. Before he finishes off the matnot adam, all of a sudden it spills. Yavi dam acher, v'yachzor v'yazeh b'tchila mibifnim. He starts over in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. V'mita. If you're right about this, yachzor v'yachpon mibayelei. Then not only would he have to restart the matnot dam, he'd also have to redo the chafinat haketoret. We just said here, if you do the chafinat haketoret for the shkitat par, it's problematic. Now what just happened here is you did a shkitat par, you did the chafinat haketoret, and then you took the damim inside and they spilled. So he comes back out and he does a new shkitat par. But that shkitat par now is after the chafinat haketoret. So our Mishnah, all it says is just take the blood back in and you redo the matnot dam inside. Why did it skip over the fact that you have to redo the chafinat haketoret based on what Rabbi Chanina said? Gemara says, biktoret lo kamayri. Our Mishnah is not dealing with the ketoret. Our Mishnah is focused on the matnot dam. You're right. You would have to redo the ketoret, chafinat haketoret, but our Mishnah is simply telling you what happens with the matnot dam. Where do you start from? Do you start from the beginning of that series, or you just continue? That's the machloket in our Mishnah. Amar Ula, we saw Ula early in the Masechta, which is Seir, Sheshachato, Kodem Matam Damo Shel Par. If you shech the Seir Lashem before you do the Matnot Dam in the Kodesh HaKodeshim of the Par, Lo Asav Lo Klum, that's out of order. Tznan, Hikdim Dama Seir Le Dama Par, Yachzor, V'yazemi Dama Seir Achar Dama Par. Our Mishnah says that if you did the Dama Seir before you did the Dama Par, then you have to go back and do the Dama Seir again after the Dama Par. V'mita, if Ula is right, Yachzor V'yishchot Mi Baile, you'd have to redo the Shechitat HaSeir. Over here, if you did the Dama Seir before you did the Dama Par, that means that the Seir is already shechted. That means that the shear was shechted before you did the dama par inside. So all it says is, oh, do the dama par, and then redo the dama seir. What do you mean redo the dama seir? You have to redo a whole shechita again, and then do the dama seir. The targama ula b'matanot shebeichal. You thought we were talking about the matanot on the kodesh hakodeshim, then you'd be right. I'm talking about the matanot ha-heichal. Over there, in the matanot and the kodesh that are lifnei aparochet, over there, both of them are already shechted, the dam is available. He did the dama par, shechted the dama seir, brought the dama seir into the kodesh hakodeshim, he's finished that. Now he's at the point of dama par on the parochet. Instead of doing the dama par on the parochet, he does the dama seir. Then all he needs to do then is do the dama par and then the dama seir again. Because over there, the shechita is not relevant anymore. The shechita was done way before. It was done after the dama par was done in the kodesh hakodeshim. And therefore we can reconcile between ula and what is said in this gemara. V'chein amar Rabbi Afis b'matanot shebeichal. Rabbi Afis says the same thing. The Mishnah is discussing the matanot veichal, and therefore it's not a stira to Ula's position, who's talking about the matanot kodesh hakodeshim, who says the dama par has to be done prior to the shechitat seir l'Hashem. Again, once again, this could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the shechitat seir is something that facilitates the matanot bibifnim. The matanot of the seir bibifnim is done through the shechitat seir. So even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, even though it's done bevigde levan b'bachutz, he would still say that that is the preparatory stage to bring the dam inside, and that would be ma'akev. So therefore, Ula's statement could be according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. And Ula's statement does not disagree with our Mishnah, because Ula is speaking about the first matnot dam in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and our Mishnah is discussing the matnot in the Eichal, where you can simply just redo the dam ha-seir, and you don't have to shecht the new dam ha-seir. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here asks, well, if we make you go back and do the dam ha-seir after you've done the dam ha-par, that means that the seder is ma'akev, and now the Gemara is explaining that's b'matanot shebe'echal. That's talking about the matanot that are in the Kodesh. According to Rabbi Huda, then it's not ma'akev, because it's not bifnai bifnim. Now, according to the Rambam, according to the Rabbi Chaim, that it would work. But otherwise, according to most of the Rishonim here, the Mishnah definitely has to be according to Rabbi Nechemia, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So those want to answer that our Mishnah is l'chatchila. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, l'chatchila, you should go back and try to do it al seder. It's just not me'akev. And therefore, if you explain the Mishnah l'chatchila in that way, even Rabbi Yehuda can fit into the Mishnah, despite the fact that we're talking about something that is done in the Kodesh. Okay, we'll stop over here.